results from Arizona. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Those results from Maricopa County show Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs leads Republican opponent Carrie Lake 52-48% in the county, with about 88% of ballots counted. In Nevada, that race between Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Republican Adam Laxalt is still up in the air. Meanwhile, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is talking about how efficient his state was.
I showed that we know how to run elections here in Georgia. We had an average wait time that got down to 2 minutes on election day. The check-in period was 47 seconds.
Georgia will hold a Senate runoff December 6th. President Biden is in Cambodia, where he's about to begin his second day by meeting with the leaders of South Korea and Japan. The president on Saturday addressed members of ASEAN.
Over the last year, my administration has announced more than $250 million in new initiatives with ASEAN. And for 2023, I've requested $850 million in assistance for Southeast Asia.
President will leave for the G20 summit in Indonesia Monday. A mid-air collision between a World War II-era fighter plane and a B-17 Flying Fortress at a Dallas air show, sending both to the ground in flames. Hank Coates is a show organizer.
We had two aircraft flying. One's a B-17, one is a P-63. The B-17 normally has a crew of 4 to 5. That was what was on the aircraft. And the P-63 is a single-piloted fighter-type aircraft.
It's not clear if anyone on the ground was injured. And the White House says President Biden has accepted the resignation of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Christopher Magnus. He reportedly was told to resign or be fired as the record numbers of migrants continue to cross the southern border. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukrainian police officers and TV and radio broadcasts are returning to the southern city of Kherson following the withdrawal of Russian troops. About 200 officers went to work setting up checkpoints and documenting evidence of possible war crimes. Police also looking to identify and neutralize unexploded ordnance. New research is showing that the rate of suicide in veterans may be far worse than previously thought. Julianne Lima, Fox TV affiliate WFXT, reports from Boston.
The study, dubbed Operation Deep Dive, analyzed data from 8 states. It found at least 44 veterans ended their lives every day in the U.S. That rate is 2.4 times higher than the Department of Veterans Affairs average of 17 deaths per day.
The biggest, without a doubt, the biggest killer of veterans from premature death is overdose.
Jim Lorraine is president of America's Warrior Partnership, the nonprofit that helped conduct the research.
Medical examiners and coroners classify an overdose as an accident 80% of the time, as an undetermined 90% of the time, when in actuality, it's a suicide.
He says not including overdose deaths caused the large disparity with the VA's numbers.
The research says veterans who served in the Coast Guard were most likely to die from suicide, followed by the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. A human trafficking arrest in Washington State after a daring escape.
Prosecutors in Seattle saying a young woman made two harrowing attempts to escape a vicious pimp. She was ultimately rescued by a rideshare driver who engaged in a gunfight with the man. 30-year-old Winston Burt was eventually arrested as he left a rental home accompanied by other women he had trafficked. His street name, Dice Capone, was tattooed on the faces of some women he trafficked. The woman who escaped was taken to a hospital with severe injuries. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.